In this bulletin, Australians told not to travel overseas because of the coronavirus pandemic. Another COVID-19 death takes Australia's toll to six, and the USPGA postponed. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australians are being told not to travel overseas because of the coronavirus pandemic. New Zealand is also ordering its residents not to travel unless it's essential, while Australia says the risk of domestic air travel is low. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says border controls are working so far, but more travel restrictions could be introduced.
And the actions that we have taken on our borders to date have been very effective. And that has put us in the advantage position we are in right now. But this challenge now, as it inevitably was going to when you read global pandemic phases, remember we called a global pandemic, and it was particularly Dr. Murphy who did, more than 2 weeks out from the WHO. So we started on that basis. Now, the challenge now is moving from the border to the community.
Federal Labor is pushing for all available resources to be deployed to manage the emergency. The opposition is supporting the expansion of telehealth rebates, but says it needs to go further to ensure the safety of patients at home. The federal government has declared the coronavirus pandemic a human biosecurity emergency, with more than 450 cases in Australia. The opposition's health spokesman, Chris Bowen, says more fever clinics need to be opened sooner than the planned month of May.
Hence, we're suggesting that the ADF, our military capacity, be deployed where appropriate to help the fever clinics open as soon as possible, whether it be the engineering corps, whether it be the medicos, the medics in the Army Reserve and across the ADF. Please consider using the ADF as a matter of urgency to assist the respiratory clinics to be open as soon as possible.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer is preparing Australians to distance themselves from others for at least 6 months or longer if it can stop the spread of coronavirus. The federal government is banning non-essential indoor gatherings of more than 100 people and outdoor events involving more than 500 people. Thousands of Australians have been tested for COVID-19 as the infection rate increases from returning overseas travellers rather than local transmission. Dr. Brett Sutton says people need to exclude themselves from activities if they're unwell and create bigger spaces between workers in office environments.
We're really trying to be explicit about the fact that social distancing thinking and shifting the narrative is for all settings of all sizes. We are trying to really embed the idea that we need to create a greater space between all individuals across the board in all settings, regardless of size.
Six people have died from the coronavirus in Australia. Schools remain open, but visits to aged care centres are being limited. Virgin Australia is applauding the federal government's financial support for the aviation sector. The airline is suspending all international flights from later this month until mid-June. It's also cutting domestic flight capacity by half and lifting its hygiene standards to better protect passenger safety. Virgin's managing director, Paul Scurra, says while demand is low, the airline needs to reduce the cost burden on the company.
I think inevitably, given the crisis we're in, there will be an impact on jobs. These decisions are made to make sure we minimise that impact on jobs and save as many jobs as we possibly can.
In golf, the USPGA Championship, which was scheduled for May in San Francisco, will now be held later this year. Last week, the Masters was postponed, making the championship the second major for the season to be delayed because of coronavirus. Organisers say they're committed to following public health authorities and that the postponement is the best decision for all involved. We'll now look at Thursday's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 26 degrees, much the same in Adelaide, 32. A possible late shower for Melbourne, 29. Hobart, showers developing and 21 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, sunny and 28 degrees. Similar for Sydney, 29. A sunny day in Newcastle too and 30 degrees. Partly cloudy for Brisbane, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. and in Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.